Hey, man. I'm messing you all up. Did you watch episode 5?
Well, we're here. I would imagine we're...
Watched it once?
Well, you messaged me this morning, and I was already... I'm not going to be here next couple weeks until after Christmas. I'm going on vacation.
A big one, too, over the big pond.
Yeah, over the big pond in Europe, and I will actually not even... see the new Star Wars movie. I'll be in a little town, Altenburg or something like that, the Neuschwanstein. I'll be
in Aleman. That's actually Austria, though, isn't it?
No,
that's Germany. Schwanstein. Is it still in Germany?
Yep. It's in Füssen or whatever. Next couple weeks, if he does a review with somebody else, don't panic. I'm coming back. I'm just going on vacation.
We put a bounty on him.
Yeah, exactly. I need to get out of here.
See a bunch of guys chasing with key fobs.
Pretty much called Gunslinger. It was so nice to get back to. Well, first of all,
when the tower called him back,
yeah,
I was like,
oh my god, he's going to Mos Eisley.
Yeah,
I was like, holy.
Mos Eisley tower clears you, and I was like. That's on Tatooine.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Last time we've seen that was what, the pod races, right? They were Mos Espa. I think that was on Tatooine. Yeah, because the Hutts were there. So yeah,
I don't know. I mean, apparently Tatooine.
Lloyd was last time we saw Tatooine.
but you do see some.
I take that back because Anakin came back and killed the Sand People for raping his mom.
Yeah, exactly. That's just threw me, and they're. Tusken Raiders.
Yeah, I guess that's racial slur.
Yeah, exactly.
Stupid
sand people.
Ah! That's Tusken Raider.
That's cancel culture around here. They'll straight up cancel this
place.
How
do you say it in sign language? You have to ask Mandalorian.
Okay, well, let's get back to it. So, beginning before the opening sequence of Mandalorian and
they're
the Star Wars thing.
Strapped little Yodes.
Yeah, he's finally he has a little baby seat, which is cute.
He ain't wandering around in the ship no more.
But which is really cool. The first opening scene is a dogfight in space, which is really cool.
First thing, I mean,
the just, first thing,
just
I
like
mean,
New Hope kind of.
Yeah, it was before the scroll and everything. It's a really cool fight, and he's trying to dodge these bounty hunters. So I mean,
dude had him dead to rights.
Oh my god! And he did the whole
the
stop short and get behind him. I was like that's been. Which is funny because they actually train you during the police academy how to combat that, which is hilarious.
Oh, he didn't go to the police academy.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently not.
Or else he would have gotten commando.
So it was very cool. It's really cool to see some different starships out there. But yeah, of course he survives.
That wasn't a named dude chasing.
No, it was just some random dude. But yeah, it was really cool. And he was going down. He's like, the best part is, you're coming to me warm or you're coming to me cold? And then he breaks, shoots a guy down. He says,
"That's my line."
That's my line. And then the credit. I was like, ah, that's funny. That's like, stop stealing my stuff. But yeah, so pretty much he's like,
short, he got sideswiped.
Yeah.
His ship got beat up pretty bad.
Yeah. And so, I mean, so of course he needs to find this closest place.
He didn't need to go to Tatooine.
He had to go there because he was leaking fuel. And when I heard Mos Eisley base, and then what was his thing? 49 or something
like
that?
He was in 35. Han Solo was in 94.
Han Solo was in 94, but
was 35.
It would have been epic if it would have been 49.
It would have been. There's over 300 pod bays.
Yeah, exactly.
On, like the likelihood of getting the same.
Well, no, I mean, I just thought it was cool that we're bringing back original and prequel stuff.
Yes.
So when he lands,
first thing you see
is those pit droids, the pop up droids, right? And he almost shoots him. No droids.
Toward the hat.
Was it? You know who that reminded? And then this lady.
You know who that was?
Was that
Strangers with Candy? Amy Sedaris.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so it was Amy Sedaris.
It took me forever.
I was sitting there like, is that Amy Sedaris?
Yes.
I was sitting there like, wow, that threw me off. But I mean, it was such a cool little nod because I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. How it's all coming together. And when you saw those Pitroids, I was like, oh. And then, you know, it was just so cool because when he, you know, he says, hey, you have a lot of damage on this ship, and he got no money. He's just like every other bounty. He's broke, okay?
If I didn't know better, I'd say you were in a dogfight.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So pretty much he's going to look for a bounty.
And goes to the same cantina.
Goes to I was listening. Goes to a cantina. It might not have been the same exact one. Now it most likely was.
I'm pretty sure it was,
but you know where he was sitting. The new.
I was looking at that. I don't know if that was the same booth or not. Because
it would be cool if it was
farther away from the door. Yeah. He was like next to it, but still.
But still, the way
they
had
droids in there.
Yeah. Oh, everybody was sitting there like, oh, I guess they do serve their kind around here now.
Do you know the name of that cantina? I looked it up.
No, what?
Chalmers.
Oh.
Who is? A Wookiee.
Oh.
A Wookiee owns that cantina, or did during the time Luke was there.
Yeah.
And he didn't like droids because they didn't spend money on drinks, so they were just wasting space. That's why you couldn't have droids in the cantina.
Well, now you have a droid bartender.
Yeah. And did you see the other droid that was in?
Oh, yeah. That was R5.
There's some backstory on that dude, too.
Ah.
Supposedly, he helped R2 get picked. He intentionally blew his motivator.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
So
yeah, I mean, there's,
if you look at Legends,
I mean, you're talking about iconic sets.
So much cool. I don't know if that was the same set in Tunisia.
Well, let's rephrase the set placement. The bar, the Mos Eisley.
Yeah.
This is another love letter, another episode love letter to original trilogy, to prequels, if you like the Pitroids, to and especially further down when we talk about something else.
They even mentioned the huts.
Yeah, they mentioned the huts, which is pretty cool. So what he does is he's looking for this bounty, but he doesn't want to have a Puck bounty, something like that.
The droid told him that the bounty guild did not operate on Tatooine anymore.
And he's like, I'm not with the guild. He's like, that doesn't help your chances.
Yeah,
more.
That doesn't mean anything. Ain't no jobs here, brother.
Yeah. And so, of course, you have this one bounty hunter that I was getting there. Is that one bounty hunter that has his Puck for?
Fennec Shand?
I think that's what
from Mulan.
Yeah, from Mulan.
Find Mulan.
So
Agent May from S.H.I.E.L.D.
So she's an assassin that worked for the Hutts and other big crime syndicates.
In fact, he said she was an elite level.
Yeah.
Because he turned around when they said the name. He's like, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck with that. He's all like, I'm not messing with this lady. Yeah.
I just thought it was weird. The Bounty Hunters Guild, gave him that one as his probationary thing. They were setting him up.
Yeah.
Keeps bugging me here.
The most ruthless freaking killer
you
in the universe.
We'll let you in.
Yeah.
I gave you Fennec Shand.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he won't last overnight. And that's, I guess, you know.
And he wouldn't have.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean. But the cool thing is, so pretty much he's like, well, give me the Puck. And, you know, he's the only thing he wants to be. So we're talking about this new kid, and he's a young kid, and he's trying to make himself known, and he wants to get into the guild. And they gave him this Puck and says, yeah, you get this one, you can be in the guild.
He's more about ego than anything.
Yeah, so he's more ego-driven. He doesn't care about the money. So the Mandalorian says, I'll take the money. You have whatever you want. Because he needs to pay this lady to fix the ship because it's a big mess. So they're going to go look for, what was her name?
Fennec Shand.
Fennec Shand or something like that.
I think I'm pronouncing it right.
Yeah. And so they get two speeder bikes, which is cool. And they look like straight
throwback.
Up. Yeah.
Is that what Anakin drove? Did Darth Maul have one too?
I'm not sure. I know.
Yeah, something similar. I'm pretty sure Anakin had a speeder bike like that.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure. I mean, it just looked cool, them getting on it. And it's like.
And he mentioned Corellia.
Yeah.
What do you expect? This isn't Corellia.
Yeah. I was sitting there like, oh my God. It's like the references. So many Easter eggs. And we were saying last time, oh, there wasn't as many Easter eggs. This one made up for the last one.
Oh, yeah.
This one way made up for the last one. And so, little baby Yoda.
Little Yodes.
Little Yodes is getting babysitted. And she's going to charge him extra.
Well, yeah, yeah. She's your typical squeeze every penny out of anything.
Well, it is Mos Eisley. So,
well, as you know, and they were playing her and the droids were playing Sabak.
Yeah, yeah, we saw
and
that.
The droids were cheating.
Yeah, I saw you pass the card on the. It was pretty funny. I was like, yeah. So, pretty much, so they're gonna go hunt this lady, and he has a fob waiting for her. And all of a sudden, which is a little weird. So they're going out there. They stop. He says, "Let me see your binocs." And he's looking, and he sees Tuskens with their what are they called again? The big hairy things that they ride, like the big elephant things.
Know, I know it until you ask me.
Yeah.
So the Dewback is the other one.
Yeah. So they have those things, and they're far away. And he's all like,
"They're riding in single file."
Yeah. To hide their numbers.
So he didn't know how many there were.
Yeah. So, which I liked about the Mandalorian, he's like, well, technically, this is their land and people are encroaching on that.
I don't care as long as they stay out of our way.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them?
Yeah. Or like, this is their land. You're in their way kind of thing, which is pretty funny because now he's talking about almost like native people on their land.
There's that parallel.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting how and then he has no problems with them. And apparently he knows how to talk to them, which is like sign language because I mean if you heard of a Tuscan talk,
sounds like a Wookiee.
Yeah, exactly. So which is really great to actually know that you can buy passage and stuff like that. And I guess that's why they shot Luke and all that kind of stuff because this is their land and
get off my lawn.
Yeah, exactly. And he did not ask for permission. So it's one of those things where it's really, really nice to see a lot of things, especially Tuscan's up close talking, right? So it's pretty cool. So pretty much they get safe passage and all of a sudden you see a Dewback. And Dewback dragging something because they thought it was that lady. But apparently that bounty hunter.
He's somebody who was coming for her.
Yeah, he was somebody coming for me.
She's better than him.
And this Dewback was dragging this bounty hunter. And it was so cool because all of a sudden you saw this Dewback and it's like, look, I'm with the Final Force.
Because that's your garrison.
Yeah, it's my garrison. It's a Dewback Ridge garrison. And we actually, so tomorrow night, tomorrow I'm heading to Albuquerque. We're doing the Twinkle Light Parade. Built a full-size Dewback for the Twinkle Light Parade.
Out of what?
It's like paper mache and shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But yeah.
Now you should put a little of him dragging some dude excited.
Right? Yeah. So it's so pretty much she's sniper. She has sniper rounds, right? So apparently
a modified MK11.
Yeah, exactly. with the sniper or not with the something rail nails or something like that. And apparently. Those things can go through Beskar, but not at that range.
Yeah, a close distance, they can penetrate Beskar, which is saying something.
Which is saying something, yeah.
Lightsabers at close range bounce off of Beskar. Yeah. So
you're talking about the force of one of those things going through there. So pretty much they're waiting until night,
They make a mad dash.
And they get these flashes and stuff like that. And,
yeah, because she was using the infrared or night vision or
whatever.
Night
vision, and it just blows up in her face. So pretty much means that he was using the kid as bait, which was he was a perfect bait because he was just standing there. He's like, okay, get me.
Yeah.
But that was the one thing I was like, okay, if he was that far close and he gets one right to the chest, but he was way further back.
It seemed like he was pretty close when he got.
Yeah. I was sitting there like, okay, I'm a little confused, but that's semantics and we can always argue about stuff like that later. But pretty much they end up catching her. He used the kid as bait.
Well, she was whooping up on the kid.
Oh, God.
And then he came in and just like, hey, stop.
Well, when you're elite-level assassin. And then she even notices the Mandalorian is like, oh, I haven't seen one of you in a very long time.
She even knew about the kerfuffle at the bounty. And she even named the planet, so we know what planet it was on now. It was Navarro.
Yeah.
The planet they named after Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist. If you watch Ink Masters, you'll know who I'm talking about.
Pretty much means, and then he's all like, oh, let me, or you go grab the dewback and I'll sit here and wait for her. And he's like, no, I'll sit here. Yeah. I was like,
well, the kid had some good ideas. He's, I'm not going to leave you with the bounty and the ride.
Yeah, are you insane? What he could have just done is like, hey, how about you grab the speeder bike and go grab the dewback and come back with the speeder bike and
dewback. Or how about I'll ride on the back. You can put two people on a speeder
bike. It's the whole freaking Titanic thing all over again. There's plenty of room, okay?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's other ways around it. But
Google Indian motorcycle family. There's like 30 of them.
Yeah, in India. You can make it happen.
Yeah, you can make it happen. But either way, pretty much means that she is telling the new kid that's trying to be in the guild, look, he's a deserter.
Yeah, his armor's worth more than my
money. Yeah, twice as much.
He's like, I don't care about the money.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't care about the money. And he shoots her right in the stomach. And I was like, oh, snap.
Well, she told him that he would get, if he could bring him in, guy who
he would be a legend. Yeah.
The guild.
Yeah.
He would be, and like I said, he's all about being the ego thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he just wants to be part of the guild.
She's handcuffed. He shot her.
Yeah, right.
Gut shot.
Yeah, gut shot. And so pretty much he's like, if his armor's twice as much as worth than you, then I don't need you kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then he just goes off and he goes to Baby Yoda.
Well, he knows where the bay is because where he picked him up.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty much means, so he's doing the whole holding the Baby Yoda in ransom kind of thing, hostage, and he's telling her to go and cuff him, and he puts one of those flash things on the back of his head, and she's all like, you're smarter than you look kind of thing.
Yep.
So pretty much he flashes him, goes off to the side, kills him, which especially these characters, they are not a recurring roles, man. They get one and done. So pretty much that's pretty much at the end, but then they have like an after credit thing or not after credit where he, or somebody.
This guy, well, he killed the guy.
Yeah.
They grabbed little baby O's. Yeah. She told him, yeah, hey, the ship's done. He took the money from dead dude.
And then gave it all to him. And he's like, yeah, I think that'll cover it.
Yeah. So then he launches off.
This man is like constantly broke.
Well, he can't take regular jobs anymore from the guild.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, he leaves Tatooine, and then it cuts back to Fennec Shand where she was laying dead in the desert.
Yeah, still.
Unknown dude. I couldn't tell who it was.
Mm-mm.
All you see is, like, from waist down.
Yeah.
I guess it's a cloak, robe type thing.
Yeah.
Walks up with the heavy boots and looks at it.
Yeah, and then starts picking it up. Or picking her up.
So we don't know. Are they going to bring her back like they did Darth Maul? She going to have spider legs?
Well, she's been, I don't know, she was out there for a while, and
take her to the Dark Sisters, let them.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. She became one of the Seven Sisters. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe next planet's gonna be Dathomir.
Oh my god,
you get stuck on, because there's what, three left in this season?
Yeah, this is number five, it goes to eight.
So, I mean,
oh man, I don't know.
They're gonna end the season on a cliffhanger.
Of course. Yeah.
So what's that cliffhanger going to be?
Well, they're also just finishing up shooting season two, or was it?
Yeah.
Or started shooting season two.
I think they
two.
Started.
Yeah, started. Yeah. Two. But yeah, so I mean, look, this episode, probably one of my favorites so far.
That's funny. A lot of people online have been crying about it. They hate it. But then that's the whole Michael Bay thing. Oh, I want big explosions and lots of action. No, I like the character building.
Yeah, I like the character. Look, it's season one. It's like I said, season one is going to be more on the lines of, hey, let's put a backstory to this. Let's do, you know, it is one of my favorite because it brings back prequels, original trilogy, dewbacks. Of course, it had a dewback. Look, I saw a dewback in one of the first commercials, and I saw it, and everybody said, oh, no, it's one of those Uggs things. And I was like, no, that's a dewback. I've been staring at dewbacks because I want to build one of those like full-size dewbacks, but that's a dewback. And if I see him riding a dewback, I'm going to lose my mind. And I saw him riding a dewback, and I lost my mind.
Guess
what? I was like, oh!
Yeah, I like that they're building a really good foundation with season one.
Yeah.
So then season two, you can start getting more into shootouts.
But I think a lot of people are having the issues that it's only like half an hour long. If they were hour long, everybody would be like, oh, cool. But then if it was, it'd be 10-15 minutes of filler, then everybody's like, oh, it's too much filler.
The length doesn't bother me because at the end of it, I want more.
Exactly.
I'm not getting bored during the episode.
And I love that it is that they put out weekly. I love that we could talk about it. I love that people are like,
some nerd's not going to binge it all in one day.
That would ruin it
for you.
That, you know, I mean, like, I was trying to binge freaking Marvelous Miss Maisel last night, and I was like, I just did one. I was like, oh, it's too long. It's an hour.
I love that show too. That new season of it came out.
It just came out last night, I watched one episode because I was at Boys and Girls Club thing.
Still as good as the other seasons.
I only seen episode one, and I like it so far. Yeah, good start. Yeah,
I love Tony Shalhoub.
Oh my God, you'll love this one. Then this is great. But either way, go watch episode 5. I mean,
I'm sure there's Easter if you we didn't catch.
Oh yeah, and there's so many.
Well, he did say that she was no good to him dead. That was a Boba Fett line.
Yeah, that was
I thought was funny since he told the other guy. Basically, don't steal my lines. Yeah. And he's using both.
Yeah, but it might be just a Mando line.
Maybe.
But you also saw the Easter egg about the sand troopers on spikes. So now you know it was Tatooine because those sand troopers were in Mos Eisley because they were. But of course, Fall of Empire and stuff like that. Now those are all dead. They're all heads are on spikes right there in town.
This is not an imperial
base anymore. You know, there's no more.
Well, they were on the fringe anyway, way out in nowhere, weren't they? So
yeah, I think it's a really great episode. But don't just take my word. What do you guys think? Comment down below. And while you're down there, give us a like. Because it actually does help out the channel a lot. And a subscribe button. Next to that subscribe button is that little bell icon. If you hit that bell icon every time. If you hit that little bell icon, you will know every new episode that's coming out. I know Danny's been doing a lot of how to plays, which is really cool.
Yes.
And we'll try to put this out as soon as we can. We'll see you guys next week. I won't be here next couple weeks, but he might have somebody.
I'll drag somebody in here.
Somebody. If not, then...
some witless fool.
That hasn't seen any of them yet. But I think that's it from us. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.